Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes, 'cause I get a good feeling.
Moose, Breezy, Vibe Check, Wednesday.
Oh, we didn't do it right. Oh, dear.
So sorry.
That's all right.
Let me just, I'm going to hit the reset button on the PlayStation, okay? All right, here we go. Peaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Vibe Check, and we're just...
checking in.
On those good vibes. A little brain fog this morning, but that's okay. We'll get
He's
through
like,
it.
He's like, where am I? I'm like, you're on PXY. You're live. Guys, it is just that kind of weather. It's just that kind of month. Weather is weathering. It's winter. So
Yeah. Be
careful on those roads. The slush is a slushing. And I'm sure by the time you get out there, it'll be all melted and fine. But
well,
for me.
Right now, the temperature is currently 33. So at least it's above freezing.
Yeah. For sure. Halfway through the week, I'm sure that means everyone's in their good vibes because just getting through, surviving, not thriving. And it's the last week of January. And next, well, this Saturday is February and just going to hit the reset button.
Yeah.
You know, I don't love when a month starts on a Saturday, but it is what it is.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I would rather it start on like a Sunday or a Monday. Just actually
sometimes
get it all reset.
Yeah, it doesn't always line up like that.
For all those people who did dry January, they're going to take it off the rails on Saturday.
Yeah.
Absolutely take it off the rails. So, all right, let's get into who's here, hanging, having a good time.
Where the vibes at?
We have our girl Kelsey weighing in. Kelsey says, good morning, Moose and Breezy, feeling good today. And living, laughing, loving, as you would say. Yes, yes, we love that for you. Who else is here? Good morning from Nico and Steven.
Hey,
happy
hey.
Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. Vibes are up since it's payday today. We're going to get some shopping done after work. Have a great day, you guys.
Yeah.
Love you.
Go blow that paycheck.
I can't believe that they get paid in the middle of the week. That's crazy.
Yeah, it gives them an opportunity to blow it all tonight at Target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And pizza Thursday tomorrow.
But they're balling on a budget with that because they got that Salvador's gift card. Love it. That probably gets you like
hopefully,
two pies.
Hopefully it works.
Yeah, right.
We hooked them up with a gift card. We're like, we think this might work.
There could be a balance on it, but we're not too sure. All right. What about you, Vibes?
They're good tonight. Are today.
Oh my God. Are they?
Breezy, I was up all night.
Why?
Standing guard.
Oh God.
Just watching out my window.
Maybe hire out next time.
Yeah.
So you can get some sleep.
Yeah, you're right. The vibes are up though for the most part. Gonna have dinner tonight with my brothers and some friends. Just for like a little birthday get together. My brothers wanted to treat me, which is cool. This weekend we're gonna be celebrating my best friend, so we're doing a little pub crawl.
Nice.
Through the Park Ave area on Saturday. And then Sunday, I don't really know what to do with myself.
I know.
No football, no bills. Just going to be, I guess, mom and dad. Oh, I'm going to mom and dad's for Sunday sauce.
He goes, I have no plans. And then his parents were like, wait, I thought you said you were coming over.
But listen, I was on the phone all night trying to help my parents set up their brand new iPhones. Do you know what that was like?
Yeah. Why didn't you just go over there? It's way easier.
Because my mom called me past 8 o'clock at night.
Mm.
And she goes, so the little circle ring on your dad's phone has been spinning since 1:30 this afternoon. I said, it doesn't take that long to transfer 20 contacts in dad's phone. You got to reset the whole thing. I walked him through it and it took 20 minutes, but 10 minutes later, the phone was working.
Great.
I'm IT now, so.
Literally. You can contract out and get a little side gig and then maybe buy a house. I'm just thinking big picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Great. I love that.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I think I might go to Bristol tonight for a little ski racing.
Tonight?
Yeah.
What's that look like?
They're doing races, so.
What's going on at the lodge? Are they doing any specials?
It's après ski, so big party at the lodge. Huge party at the lodge.
Night skiing sounds fun. That sounds cool.
Yeah. So might be doing that, and you know, I'm just gonna chill. I have some cleaning to do today, some organizing, and I'm getting really deep into Southern Charm, which is
what season are you on?
Simply Great. 3.
I've never seen the show before, so I can't.
Yeah,
really,
I mean, I just started. Like I said, it's good.
You didn't just start. You're on season 3.
Started this month. Like I just started. My goal for this year was to watch it, so started in January, and
we love the goals.
Here we are. But yeah, it's good. It's fun. They're all just super rich, super entitled. It's great.
Got to manifest. By the way, this needs to be a weekly thing where you and I, we each pitch in a dollar each week and we play the Mega Millions, because that's what those ladies did at Starbucks. What state was that? And they all won. All the baristas won. Couple million each.
Okay.
We got to start doing it. Guys, let's talk about insurance coming up real quick. It's a scam. I've said it. Breezy has said it. You've said it. And I think we can all agree that insurance is there for your protection. When it's time to file a claim, you should be able to do just that. No, not our friend Sean coming out of Farmington. I'll tell you what happened. This is jaw-dropping. It's next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
I mean, if we're not stabbing this way, what are we really doing here?
Period.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. I think most of us can agree that insurance is just one big scam. Is it not? I think so. God forbid you have to file a claim like our friend Sean Jeffers from Farmington. This guy, his insurance company dropped him after he filed a claim to get his property fixed. Remember that huge hailstorm that took place in Farmington this past July?
Me driving through it, I'm like, this isn't safe.
Oh, that's right. That's right. This wasn't.
I still have dents on my car.
It wasn't so much a cancellation, it was a non-renewal. And there are no protections against non-renewal decisions in New York State. So
what does that mean? What's a non-renewal?
Well, once your policy ends, an insurance company has every right to just drop you and not renew your policy at the end of its term. So that hailstorm this summer, no joke. My buddy Dave and his wife both had their vehicles destroyed,
mm-hmm.
along with the side of their house. This gentleman, Sean, whose insurance company, State Farm, turned their back on him, said, no, we can't help you, right after Sean counted 30 to 40 gaping holes in the siding of his home, plus a cracked windshield. So he filed a claim, and the damage was repaired for that, but his home's another story. The letter said the risk is no longer acceptable, in part because of Jeffers' claim history. And it listed times where he had to make a claim for wind damage in 2021 and then in 2022. So basically, filing these claims as a homeowner, it's a nail in the insurance coffin, if you will. So they
would know with your car.
So, yeah. Anytime I've ever called to make a claim, which I didn't do, the woman on the other line, who was my agent, talked me out of it. She's like, well, we could drop you if you file a claim.
What's the point of me having this then?
Well, what people have told me, that it would have been money out of her pocket at the end of the year. I don't know how true that is or how insurance works. So right now, the New York State Department of Financial Services, formerly known as the Department of Insurance, says the only requirement is that a policy covers 3 years. 40% of all home insurance claims in the country are for wind and hail. and the average loss is like $13,000.
Right.
So state law, insurance companies have to notify customers that they're not going to renew a policy in writing 45 to 60 days before the end of their policy. They just have to, they could just drop you. If they know you're too much of a liability, which in this case, that's probably the situation. I don't know.
Right.
But they're like, see ya. But when you pay on time every single month and you're dishing out a buttload of money, it's really disheartening when you can't use it.
Right.
And that's the.
It makes no sense.
I think that seems to be a lot of our story. So I dropped my insurance company and I went somewhere else. And now I'm paying $85 less a month.
That's amazing.
Than what I was originally paying.
Until you, your car gets smashed in again and then you file a claim. They're like, I'm so sorry. We can't help you.
We got to drop you. We got to drop
you. It's the same. I mean, like, I don't really face this as much with, like, car and
homeowner,
but health insurance. I, last year, switched my health insurance to, like, a higher premium or lower deductible or whatever it is so I could get this medication that I needed because I called them the year prior in 2023, excuse me. And they're like, yeah, we cover it if you're on this tier. And so I switched that tier halfway through the year. Well, first of all, I applied for the medication. I think I've told this story before.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, it is covered, but only if you are missing an arm and your toes are broken and you have something wrong in your bloodstream. And I'm like, what? Like, you didn't say that at all. So then I finally get it covered and they covered it for 2 months. They're like, we're actually reconsidering the plan. So yeah. We're changing it. We're dropping that medication. I'm like, why did I switch insurances again?
Sorry we made you put your arm in a blender.
No, fully. I was like, wait, I did that though. They're like, okay.
All right. Coming up on the show, what did you accidentally donate, you guys? 585-252-9800. I know you got great stories on this.
This was so bad.
What was supposed to be a quick trip to Goodwill yesterday to drop off some donations turned into a total nightmare. I thought I was doing a good deed.
It's not even what did you accidentally donate? What did my mom donate on my behalf
that
I use
right
every day?
Yeah. We'll get to your stories, and I'll share mine coming up next on PXY.
It's the easiest way to win $5,000.
It was just that easy. I wake up every morning, and I turn on the Odyssey app and get ready for work.
I listen to the radio all the time on this app anyway.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. What did you accidentally donate? 585-252-9800. Thank you guys for tuning in. Yesterday, I was in a mood after work, Breeze.
Okay.
I just felt like I needed to do a complete refresh. So, do you guys ever start cleaning when you're in a funk because it just helps you feel better? You just wipe everything out. I've always
not
been that.
I.
No?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Cleaning, like, stresses me out. I can't.
Oh, see, it makes me feel better. And I've always been that type of person to start cleaning or organizing when I feel like my life is chaotic, if you will. So yesterday I pulled out a couple of garbage bags and I go through my closet and I'm starting to place shirts, hats, maybe some shoes, things I haven't worn in over a year are going into those bags and I'm donating them to Goodwill.
Okay.
I'm going to take them there this afternoon. Or I did yesterday afternoon. I'm like, okay, great. As soon as that's done, I feel better. While I was doing this, I'm wearing an old pair of sweatpants that I never wear. I mean, they're comfortable, but they're not fashionable.
Right.
I can live without them. So I take them off and I place them in the bag. Well, I put a new pair of pants on and I drive to Goodwill. I hand the young kid at the door my donation bags. And then I was like, see ya. And I go to the bank to deposit a check. While I'm standing in line at Chase and the teller calls me up to the window, I said, hi, I'm just here to deposit a check. Okay, no problem. Well, now I'm panicking because I can't find the check. And then I remember I put that check in the sweatpants that I originally was wearing. And now those sweatpants are at Goodwill. So in a panic, I thought someone punched me in the stomach because this was
my God.
This check wasn't pennies. We're talking, you know, a couple grand.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure what to do. I get back in the car and I drive to Goodwill. I go back to the kid.
How much time has passed? Like 5, 10 minutes?
I went from Goodwill straight to the bank, which was on the other side of the city. So we're talking, if I had to give or take after waiting in line at the bank, 20 minutes.
Okay. He goes, I'm sorry, sir. Those have been sold. They were a hot commodity.
I didn't want to tell him what I lost, so I made something up. I was like, I think I dropped my apartment keys in the bag. I said, can I go through them? He points to a pile in the corner. There's 30 white garbage bags piled up in the same spot. He goes, I don't know if I can help you with that, but have at it.
Go for it.
I said, no sweat, man.
Above my pay grade. I'm sorry.
I said, I'm sorry, dude. Hopefully, I'll be out of here soon. On the fifth garbage bag that I open, I can tell it's my clothes.
Smells like lavender.
In patchouli, there's the sweatpants, and in the right pocket of the sweats is the check. Anyone else accidentally donate something, or is it just me?
So that's insane and very nerve-wracking for sure. Yeah, this just happened 2 weeks ago. I was getting all my gear together to go to Bristol, and my mom is very no-nonsense with me when it comes to keeping things that I own. Nothing I own can be in her home.
Even the artwork you gave her in fifth grade.
Do you want this? I'm throwing it out. I don't. It was a gift to you. How savage of you to throw it back in my face.
What are you going
to
do with it?
What am I going to do? Put it on display in my apartment in Fairport?
This is my father to a T.
I'm not your storage unit. You don't even live here. You literally are in Florida till May, but it's not affecting. Whatever. So I'm getting all my snow gear together, my skis, my ski jacket, all of the things, because I'm going to Bristol. And all my stuff is in one, like, duffel bag. I keep it all in one spot.
Yeah.
And I can't find my ski jacket. And I'm like, wait, where's my ski jacket? And I had to go to Bristol that day. Like, I everything was set to go and ready. So I had to wear a different jacket that was not as warm. So I called my mom, like, hey, where's my pink ski jacket? She goes, oh, I gave that to Alice. I go, what? Time out. Alice is my mom's friend who's 92 in a nursing home. And she gave her my ski jacket.
So Alice likes to ski, huh?
What? Why would you give it to Alice? She was cold. You said you didn't want it. If you don't want your stuff to go missing, don't keep it here. Losing it. Just losing it on me.
Oh, man. Your mom can go 0 to 60.
Flipping out. I'm like,
real quick.
That is literally my ski jacket. I need it to go skiing. What are we doing here?
So did they strap Alice's wheelchair to skis and just push her down the mountain?
No. She was at the house for lunch and she was cold. So she gave her my ski jacket and was like, just keep it. She doesn't need it. First of all, it's like an extra large, maybe an XXL. Alice is like a large at that. I'm like, it didn't really fit her that well.
No.
I'm like, go, you need to get my jacket back. She goes, I'm not doing that. I go, if you don't, I will. So before she left for Florida, she went back to get the jacket back from Alice in the nursing home, but it was just too much. I was so mad. And she was around, like, it's your fault.
And around we go. Some parents just don't like clutter. Let me get to some of our lovely listeners' messages here. We got one from Heather that says, my son had a food drive at school where we were supposed to bring in canned foods. While my mom wanted to contribute, so she told me to take what was on the shelf in the garage, and I ended up taking about 10 cans. Turns out one of the baked bean cans was used to hide some of her jewelry in it. Few rings, diamond necklace. Unfortunately, never got the jewelry back, but someone definitely made out good. I still can't figure out why she kept them in the garage. Neither can I. Paul says, I messed up and donated the wrong bag of stuff after my girlfriend and I finished organizing a closet. It was a pearl bracelet and a necklace with 16 pearls that her late grandmother gave her. Took them to Goodwill unknowingly. She's devastated, and I've been desperately trying to get them back, which is probably not going to happen considering it's been months. Yeah, say goodbye to that, Paul.
So my mom's best friend, not Alice, ended up selling, like, she actively sold her Casio. But ever since selling it, she's just talked about how much she regretted selling the Casio. I wish I didn't sell that. I really, like, I miss it. And I've never been a part of that, but it's definitely the seller's remorse, or I mean, buyer's remorse is definitely a thing, but seller's remorse of like, shouldn't have gotten rid of that.
All the stuff that I moved back home with from like California or stuff that I'd left in my parents' basement, my father took all of it. All my cell phones I've ever had in my entire life, starting from 1998 and so on, that I've kept, my father got rid of all of it. And I was devastated.
Yeah.
He's like, we don't need the clutter. I'm like, it wasn't yours to get rid of. This is my house. And you know what? You never quite get over it.
You never
I'm still thinking about it. 98 PXY.